This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Certain conservative lawmakers had their last hope for a magical pot of budget-saving money dashed Monday when Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden updated the Joint Budget Committee on state contracts.
How many contracts do we have as of May 27th, 15,023?
Lake Charles Representative Mark Abraham asked about the breakdown.
Agency identified contract savings opportunities. Only $25 million was reported that there's possible savings. What is that what I'm reading here?
Yes.
Shortly thereafter, the Senate convened, taking custody of the House passed revenue bills thus far.
It lies over.
But none were referred to committee yet. The House convened 2 hours late as Republican members were closeted in the sub-basement and Democrats caucused on the House floor. When the House finally did convene, all the bills scheduled for a Monday vote were punted.
Gentleman moves we return it to the calendar, giving notice of his intention to call it Wednesday the 15th.
Without objection.
It became clear what the negotiations concern and that there's no deal yet.
Representative Abramson asked that we suspend the rules, allow committee ways and means to meet Wednesday the 15th, 1 p.m., and consider House Bill 38 reduce the amount of the individual income tax deduction for excess federal itemized personal deductions.
Is there any objection? Without objection, so ordered.
There was a reminder, though.
Representative Jones, why do you rise?
To make sure that we keep our eyes on the calendar to make sure we meet the constitutional requirements.
The calendar is of utmost importance, absolutely. Thank you.
Tick-tock. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.